Back in 1993, Michael Whetstone was a company commander in the Army's 10th Mountain Division, stationed in Somalia. The night the helicopters went down, Whetstone led his soldiers through the streets of Mogadishu on a dangerous rescue mission. So when he went to see the movie, he thought it might mirror his experience.
First night that Black Hawk Down came out in theaters, I was with my parents in Phoenix, Arizona. And when I was done, I was like, are you kidding me or WTF?
Suffice it to say, the Hollywood movie didn't match his memory. It mentions the 10th Mountain Division, but it doesn't depict the rescue mission as it actually happened. How soldiers started off in open-air trucks, came under heavy fire, and had to turn back. How they negotiated with Malaysian UN troops to use their trucks and their drivers instead. The scene that really bothered Whetstone was the ending. He remembers soldiers running to a meeting place to get picked up and counting to make sure they didn't leave anyone behind. In the movie, soldiers who couldn't fit in the rescue vehicles had to run and fight their way to safety.
The way they portrayed it was just a heroic fight running back through the middle of the streets that just didn't happen.
Filmmaker Randall Larson says Hollywood director Ridley Scott made a great blockbuster.
But it was Hollywood. There were all these composite characters.
Larson is a retired Air Force colonel and former professor at the National War College. He says the more he learned about the 10th Mountain Division's rescue effort, the more he realized that their story had gotten lost.
When people do things to serve their country, they should get the credit for it.
In Larson's documentary, Black Hawk Down, The Untold Story, members of the 10th Mountain Division do get that credit. It's a narrative play-by-play of how the rescue unfolded, with animated maps, historical footage, and documentary-style interviews, like this one with veteran James Hunt.
Even going in with a force like that, it just seemed like, you know, this was going to be a different game. It was going to be a bar fight.
Retired Brigadier General Bill David led the 10th Mountain Division's rescue effort. He says for years, his soldiers have struggled to explain what happened to them during Black Hawk Down.
I mean, it's one of these things that, what did you do in the war, Daddy? And, you know, it's hard to explain to your children and your other family members what really happened if it's not supported by some kind of independent means.
He hopes the film can change that.
I think this documentary has the potential to give the soldiers who were involved in this chapter of American history some closure for the contributions they made that did not gain much public recognition.
Filmmaker Randall Larson hopes to share Black Hawk Down, The Untold Story, with a much larger audience. He's partnered with a national media company and says he's in negotiations with potential distributors. I'm Sarah Harris.